The holiday office party is not happening in the same way as years past. Certainly not this year. Maybe it'll return. Who knows? Many businesses are celebrating virtually. They're doing some sort of team building thing. But that's probably a cheaper option than the sit-down dinner for 200 people, right? So what can companies do with their holiday office party budget? Canada Helps has an idea. They have started a new initiative called Holiday Party Heroes, and they are asking businesses to donate the money that would have gone to an annual holiday party to charity. Marina Golgovets is president and CEO of Canada Helps, and she joins us now to talk more about this initiative and other related topics. Hello there.
Hi, Bruce.
Why did you decide to launch Holiday Party Heroes?
Well, we are trying to come up with new and different ways, Bruce, where charity, where businesses and Canadians can support charities this holiday season. And this is actually something that one of our staff member saw in UK. It's the concept that was originally started there under the title Christmas Party Heroes, and it actually raised quite a lot of money over several weeks. So we called them up and we said, do you mind if we use the same concept in Canada? So we got their approval and we launched it. I think maybe, when was it, about 10 days ago. And we're just, this is just part of our, as I said, our broader efforts to come up with new ways that businesses and Canadians can engage with charities, and especially this giving season, because this giving season is more consequential for charities than ever before because of the impact of COVID-19 on charities and their funding.
You have a very interesting insight into the charitable sector because of how your organization works. Tell us a bit about the model and the role that you play.
Well, we are a technology organization, Bruce, which is also a charity, a charitable foundation, and we work, our mission is to increase giving in Canada through technology. So we have a very popular site that Canadians use to donate security, set up monthly payments, start fundraiser called CanadaHelps.org. And that's probably how most Canadians know us. But we also build fundraising technology for smaller charities, much like Shopify does for smaller businesses, because part of our mission is to actually make sure that there is no huge digital divide between smaller charities and bigger charities. So we decided to start building the platform that smaller charities can access effectively, and it's affordable, and so that they can actually participate in this digital economy. And that actually has become even more critical. Everywhere I turn, also in the for-profit sector, we see headlines that basically say, this is why digital is more important than ever. And we've seen that as well this year. And so what we do, I think it's more important in the context of this pandemic than ever. And so we work also with a lot of small charities. Bruce, the charities that use our fundraising software, there are about 25,000 charities, and about 70% of them are small, that have fundraising revenue, overall revenues of less than $500,000 a year.
Wow.
And have like 10 or fewer staff. So we really, I think, have an insight into those smaller charities in particular.
What have you noticed about donors' behaviors during this pandemic? We know that there is a huge, huge need from many charities. And we also have anecdotal evidence that in some parts of the charitable sector, there have been donors that really have stepped up. The food banks have received funding that they might not have in years past. What have you noticed?
Absolutely. So we have seen, the first thing that we've seen is a massive transition into online. So we're, and that goes, of course, for online retail and everything else. And we've been reading about this. So we right away noticed that there are more donations that are going online as charities cancel their events, their spring events, and then unfortunately the fall events as well. We saw that more of the donations actually migrated online. So we at Canada Helps have actually seen a huge increase and more charities calling us to set up their online donations capacity. And then, of course, as the crisis unraveled and the economic damage became apparent and then it deepened, we saw that with the frontline workers and, people actually, more people becoming getting into the sort of the food scarcity category, we've seen a huge outpouring of donations for food banks and for hospitals, right? And we also know that that's really, as I said, where the front lines were. And we work with many, many food banks and know that in some cases, I know the Seva Food Bank, which is a food bank in Mississauga, I know that they're working with three times the number of households that they did before. And they even said that some people who used to be their donors are now actually their clients. So we've seen a huge outpouring of support for hospitals and for food banks. But we also know that there is just like thousands upon thousands more charities that work in the crisis centers, domestic violence, support for new immigrants, mental health, and many others. Mm. And not to mention the charities that are depending on ticket sales so these are all your local theaters and music troupes. So all of them have really been decimated. We see that this crisis has actually been a lot worse on charities than the Great Recession that we had in 2008, 2009, right. In that almost 70% of charities are reporting a drastic decrease in their funding and revenues, with an average being about 30%, which is actually a lot higher. But I think the charities that are helping seniors, your local shelters, they're probably suffering the most, while at the same time, the need for their services, Bruce, has been increasing. Mm. I know from Edmonton Meals of Wheels that right. they've seen 87% increase in the demand for their services and over 80% increase in grocery shopping requests due to seniors self-isolating at home. We hear from Yukon Women's Transition Home that they have experienced a huge increase in demand for their services as well. So this is a refuge for women who are fleeing domestic violence.
Sorry, I'm just going to interrupt you. We've only got a minute left. As a citizen, I believe in the work that you do because I think it's so important for our country. As a personal finance guy, I love that it makes it easier for people to take advantage of the tax benefits of donating because you can rest assured you're going to get your receipt. You're going to be able to print it off and put it on your taxes in 30 seconds or less. This is your big advertising of the importance of keeping track of those receipts and the incentive that Canadians have to donate because it helps them out on their taxes.
That's right. We make it easy, we make it safe, Bruce, and we're also the largest platform for donating securities in Canada. So on our platform, you can donate the gift of securities and then you can split it to however many charities you want. That's a big part of our mission, to make giving easy and to make it safe, to make it reliable. We make sure that money gets to charities. We have a massive infrastructure that, sends money to charities every week, and we do all the reconciliation and all the safety around it. And, of course, the tax receipts are in your account, and they're going to be sent to you before the deadline.
Really helpful stuff. Marina, thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you, Bruce.
Marina Glogovats is the president and CEO of Canada Helps, and she was here to talk about many things, but in part, the Holiday Party Heroes Initiative, where they're encouraging companies who will not be hosting traditional office parties this year to take that budget and to donate it to charity.